Of course, the other thing everyone's talking about, the baseball playoffs. National League pennant won last night by the Phils in five. Yankees will try and do the same tonight. You hear every pitch right here on ESPN Radio. And right now, you hear our buddy Buster Olney on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Buster, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
We're doing well, but obviously the party is on in Philadelphia, and Joe Torre said it. The Phillies were definitively the better team this week, and they deserve to be going to the series.
Yeah, and I think it probably goes beyond this week, because one thing that was really borne out about the Dodgers during this series, and Joe made mention of it when he talked to reporters after the game, they don't have a true number one starting pitcher. You know, the Angels have John Lackey, and the Yankees have C.C. Sabathia, and the Phillies have Cliff Lee. The Dodgers didn't have that guy. Sometimes Vicente Padilla was the best pitcher. They threw him out there last night hoping that he could be a number one type guy, and he got blasted. He couldn't keep his sinker down in the strike zone. Two home runs in the first two innings, and they got knocked out. And I think, you know, the other thing that really was borne out is the depth of the Phillies lineup, where, you know, if in fact they play the Yankees in the World Series, what a great matchup of two lineups that run, you know, in the Phillies case 1-8, in the Yankees case 1-9. It'll be a lot of fun watching these two teams slug away at each other.
It really will. Knocking the ball around like crazy. Cliff Lee has pitched incredibly well. Brad Lidge, it looks nothing like he looked during the regular season as he's closing games out. So as the Phillies await their opponent and wait till Wednesday to start this thing, as we look ahead, they're playing well. What's their weak spot? What could hurt them?
Well, I still think their bullpen, obviously, you made mention of it. Their bullpen was tremendous in the series. 1.04 ERA. You know, Brad Lidge still hasn't been touched in this postseason. But, you know, I am with Greeny on this, that I'm very curious to see what they do when they're really under some serious pressure. And no team is going to put more pressure on a bullpen late in games than the Yankees because of the quality of their at-bats, the fact that they'll grind out pitchers the way the Phillies lineup does. And, you know, if in fact they play the Yankees, that'll be a really tough test for that bullpen.
Mike and Mike, Buster Olney is with us, and Buster frequently spends half his morning making me sound smart. So I'll give you the credit for this. He just sent me a page from ESPN.com with the offensive statistics in the 2009 postseason through this point. And the headline that he sent to me, the note was, here's everything you need to know about the playoffs thus far. Buster, go through some of the numbers that will stand out for you.
Well, here are the numbers. It's the home runs. And I will defer my credit. I'll give it to Billy Bean, the general manager of the Oakland Athletics. I was talking to him yesterday, and he goes, you know what? Look at the home run numbers. The home run numbers in this postseason are ridiculous for two teams, the Yankees and the Phillies. And right now, in this postseason, the Phillies have 14 home runs. The Dodgers have 9, and the numbers are even more cute in the Yankees and Angels series. The Yankees with 8 homers, the Angels have 3, and you can run the bases, you can steal, you can go first to third. If one team's knocking the ball out of the yard and the other team's not, the team that's knocking the ball out of the yard is going to win 90% of the time. And, you know, certainly, to me, that's the big question for the Angels in tonight's game. Can they keep the Yankees in the park? And I think a big part of that strategy is going to be, and in talking with scouts yesterday, they think the Angels are going to wave the white flag and start to give Alex Rodriguez the Barry Bonds treatment. Just say, look, you know, any other option other than pitching to Alex Rodriguez is a good option.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that if the Yankees make it to the World Series, that their park isn't a home run friendly park. So it certainly helps there. How about the layoff? I know, you know, before Greeny starts going off on the fact there'd be no baseball for a while, you know, the Phillies don't play until Wednesday. Any chance this layoff hurts them in any way?
You know, the guy in general, I'd say no, because you know you're talking about veteran guys that have dealt with the postseason before, and Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard. But the one guy who obviously is really important, what the Phillies need to do, who might be affected by this, to me, is Cole Hamels, who just doesn't seem like he has his command. You know, he'll throw 4, 5, 6 really great pitches, and then he'll throw 2 or 3 stinkers, and that's why he was coming out of the game in the 5th inning last night, despite the fact that the Phillies had a big lead. And I can't imagine that having a layoff like this is going to help him. To me, you know, he's going to be the big X factor for the Phillies in the next round.
Mike and Mike, Buster Olney with us. All right, let's get one thought that I heard as I was driving in this morning, and I wanted to get your thought on it. And that is that the Angels have just not looked, as we look ahead to Game 5 tonight again, American League Championship Series, Yankees looking to put it away with A.J. Burnett on the mound in Anaheim, is that the Angels have not looked in this series, despite the fact that recent history says that they have had the Yankees' number, that the Angels have almost looked as though they were, I'm not sure what the word is. I don't want to miss it. Intimidated might have been the word that was used. Have you seen that?
I've seen a little bit of that, certainly. And you could see it in Mike Socha's face. And from what I was told, you know, when after they lost Game 2, Socha basically went in there and kind of read him the riot act. And part of the tone of what people took away is he was frustrated feeling like they weren't manning up enough in the series. But you know what? I mean, when you take away the number 4 and 5 starters in the Yankees rotation, and then it comes down to Sabathia, Burnett, and Andy Pettit, that's great pitching. Here's the other thing. We talked so much about the Angels' running game. I talked to Dave Eilen, the Yankees' pitching coach. He said the Yankees started planning to try to slow down the Angels' running game back before spring training. That was the model that they used. You saw the other night when the runners got on base against Andy Pettit. He threw to first base 19 times. I mean, they have absolutely took that part of the Angels' game away from them. So, you know, there are a lot of elements to it.
All right, a lot to keep an eye on and ear on tonight. We'll have Game 5 tonight. We'll see if the World Series matchup is set. Buster, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Buster.
See you guys.